Hello and welcome back to another episode of Author Voices on Air Australasia. My name is Deb Han and I have a really interesting author to introduce you to today, because if you are familiar, you're almost certainly familiar with a myriad of conspiracy theories that you know, rule our lives and so on, or, you know, occupy our minds and so on. Or if you are a truth seeker, like you really love getting in and under those stories and seeking out the truth for that, then this is a really interesting read for you. All the way from New Zealand, Dennis Goodwin, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you have written a book called The Prison Planet Handbook, right? And you cover some pretty controversial information. Like you talk about what happened to the dinosaurs, to intergalactic space stations, to UFOs, to what do you call it? What are we ruled by? A parasite? A reptile? How do you phrase it?
Oh yeah, humans parasite. But you have to really go back into our past that is being hidden from us to find out all about that.
Yeah. So, like I say, very interesting read. And for a lot of our listeners, it will be a challenging read and a controversial read. But your motivation is actually pretty pure. It really is about sharing your observed truth. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, from our earliest part of our lives, we are being told what to think, and a lot of what we are told doesn't explain everything. We end up with all this paranormal stuff that doesn't fit in with what we've been told, and a lot of people have, you know, experiences that aren't explained, and if it doesn't fit with the prescribed narrative, they're ridiculed and debunked. And this makes me sort of feel a bit cross, because I feel experiences are the best teachers. You see that with the apprentice system, you know, learning is the best teaching, and experiences more or less ridiculed and debunked, and we are sort of held to the prescribed narrative, which is an earth and physical only narrative, you know, like the rest of the universe doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And all the, and all the paranormal stuff is ridiculed and debunked.
Yeah. So now I just want to be clear. Can we talk about a couple of things? Can you talk us through a couple of key things?
Yeah, sure. Away you go.
Okay. What happened to the dinosaurs?
It's probably best to go on my website. There's a video done by survivor of the Montauk Project, Stuart Swerdlow, and he does flowcharts of our hidden history, you know, the colonising of the solar system from other parts of the galaxy, and also how the genetic mix came about, because, you know, we've got a brain stem, a reptile brain stem, which really doesn't make sense, you know. It's a specific anomaly in all races, and we know that interbreeding doesn't cause a thing like that. You know, if you interbreed, you sort of get half and half on a lot of things. You don't get this specific anomaly. And they call it the ancient brain. But, you know, it doesn't fit with interbreeding. You know, it's can only be there because of a genetic mix. And, you know, Stuart Swerdlow's hidden history touches on all that. In the Montauk Project, he was involved with Illuminati scientists, you know, which are the scientists of the people that are running the planet. Mm-hmm. And also, I think he was inducted into the Montauk Project because of his psychic abilities. You know, he's not just an ordinary sort of physical only sort of a guy. You know, he's a really sort of special guy. And he explains, you know, where he's got all this info from. But it makes sense, you know. It explains the anomalies in the solar system. You know, we've got an asteroid belt that shouldn't be there. We've got the atmosphere on Mars is been depleted, and all that fits, you know, all that is explained. He does it on a whiteboard. It's about an hour of explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it. I think that's the best way to follow it, is get it directly off him, you know, as he does it on a whiteboard. You know, that way it's sort of easy to follow.
Yeah.
It's on my website, prisonplanetrevelations.com. And that's the best way for me to try and explain it. I'm only passing on what he knows, and it's better to get it direct from the guy that knows and for me to try and pass it on secondhand to you.
Okay, well, I'm giving you an opportunity to share some of these little snippets so to invite people in to check things out. So, okay, now tell me this one then, because this is the Flat Earth Society. Is Earth flat or is it round? Tell us that one.
Well, it has to be round, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, awesome. So, but it, you know, so I'm just talking about some of the you know, the common conspiracy theories that are out there, just to let our people know that it's like, you know, some of the things that you do talk about and you don't talk about, because like you say, the Earth is definitely round. It's not flat. So much of this curiosity for you was born from your own experience that you had when you were quite young. Is that right? As a young child?
Yes, we had a vertical landing and takeoff event in the neighbourhood, you know, when I was a kid. There's a couple of different families involved. One guy got close to it, and a guy living two farms from the landing site got close to it, and kids playing outside three farms from the landing site saw it coming down, and their father was involved, and they had a search party organised later that night. They went back to the site, you know, but by then, you know, the craft had gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the guy that got close, he ended up legging it in the dark. He couldn't get away fast enough, you know, running across swamps and probably tripping over fences. when you get into the UFO stuff, you know, he's probably one of the few that got away. Most people, you know, end up with missing time and anal probes and all sorts of stuff, you know. So this guy, you know, I've never spoken to the guy at all. I don't know them, and I've only sort of heard from other people that were involved. But I'm guessing he must have realised they knew he was there, because that was the end result. He couldn't get away fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, he was running across swamps and all sorts in the dark.
Yeah. And you were saying when we were off air before about how it was just the way you were spoken to as a child about it, is what sort of sparked curiosity, because what you were told and what you saw was sort of that whole kind of, you know, sweeping it under the carpet kind of thing and fit to the social norm, you know, but you went, no, that doesn't add up. Is that right?
Yeah. I asked my parents, you know, what they thought about it, and they said, oh, he'd probably been drinking. And I spoke to the guy that employed him, and also a guy that was in the search party, and he reckoned he didn't drink. You know, yep. He was a really... How he described him was an intense introvert. You know, I know he's into wrestling, but he is very sort of quiet sort of a guy. I knew that much. But this guy called him an intense introvert.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in the phone book now. He can't see any trace of him anywhere. And I'm sort of picking, well, you know, this event probably ruined his life, you know, because you see something like this and nobody will listen to you. You end up getting ridiculed and debunked. Well, you know, if you have an experience, and you're definite about it, you know, it's a bit of a rude thing to end up being ridiculed and debunked and having to live with it for the rest of your life, I guess.
True.
That's my assumption anyway.
Yeah. So in your book, and I'm imagining from what you said before, much of what you speak about in your book is further explained on your website. But, you know, you talk about humans, reptiles, the big lie, the truth, the solution, red bloods, blue bloods. You talk about who's running the planet, you know, so you, like, you know, 1% of, or probably less than 1% of the planet actually run the planet and so on. So it's interesting. You also, you know, you talk about God and religion and like, it's a whole, you really do go into all the different layers that you drill into all of it. You debunk a number of, you know, I suppose, assumptions or things that we're told. You talk about homeopathy, you talk about obviously UFOs, psychic abilities. Tell us about the psychic abilities. Debunk that for us. How do you talk about that?
Well, if you get into the church stuff, my mother was really religious, and after she died and we cleaned out the house, you know, there's religious books and they're all about don't listen to psychics and all this sort of stuff. You know, so religion is really against psychic stuff. What happened, how the book came about, I met up with a Plunket nurse in a tramping club, and she'd been researching all this sort of stuff, you know, since she was in her late teens. You know, she was into the psychic stuff. She didn't go to an ordinary church. She went to a spiritual church, and she'd been researching UFO stuff. So she was really up on a lot of this stuff. And we went along to a Meet the Medium workshop, you know, about 14 years after my dad died. And my wife saw the advert in the paper. And I said, oh, you know, we should go along and have a look. And she was too scared to go. And in the end, I was into sort of researching everything we're scared away from. You know, everything that gets debunked, I was kind of looking at. And I said, no, well, we should have a look. And then it was a six-hour Meet the Medium workshop, started at 10 o'clock in the morning, went till 4 o'clock. And I ended up telling her, well, how about we go to lunchtime? If you're not happy, then we'll take off out of it. And in the end, she agreed to that. And we went along at lunchtime. She was loving it. She was really enjoying it. And so, you know, we stayed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we got stuff.
Okay. So, listen.
We got stuff from that was amazing. You know, it came through from my dad. And it was just absolutely amazing. The only thing we couldn't get was number 5 was significant. And a while later we got it, well, you know, he had 5 kids, you know, I was one of 5 kids. And so it was significant, but it wasn't significant to us, but it would have been significant to him. And that was sort of the only thing that, you know, that came through that didn't make sense to us on the day, you know. And we've had more amazing stuff since.
Yeah.
But then churches scare you away from that, you know, as far as that's, so the psychic stuff, when you get down to it, that is spiritual. The churches scare us away from it.
Yeah.
You know.
So tell me about, because, you know, when you get into reading your book and some of the pieces that you talk about, you make it sound like we as human beings have little, if any, control over our life at all. Is that true or not true?
Nah, well, the big picture we're kept away from, and you know, we are sort of controlled, you know, we are following sort of somebody else's plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the people running the planet, they own the oil companies, pharmaceutical companies, that's the big one. You know, we're sort of herded into the side effect health system. You know, where they benefit, they own all the pharmaceutical companies, so they benefit. But when you get into the natural health stuff, well, you know, I've had experiences there. I've sort of had a stuffed hip about 27 years ago now. I had a stuffed hip, you know, and I was kind of looking at a hip replacement and got into the natural health stuff and got it right. It took about 15 months, but I've been in a tramping club ever since, and we've done 4 mountains in a day. 6 times, and had 6 attempts at that to get it right. I've done all my tramping on a reconstituted hip. You know, it was stuffed. It was totally stuffed. You know, I couldn't sleep on it. I could only lie on a couple of seconds. I have to get off. Yeah, and I had restricted movement. Everything about it was stuffed, you know, and I got it right on natural health. So I'm a pretty big convert to natural health and, you know, yeah, and all the side effect stuff. Then you get into it, you know, cancer cures are being hidden since about the 1920s.
Okay.
So that's probably the big thing is the health, and also the free energy has been hidden since about 1890. You know, and when you get into the secret space stuff, well, that's how they travel the universe, you know, is free energy. So that's all been hidden from us. We could have it on the planet.
So tell me then, Dennis, are we doomed as a planet or do we have hope?
We're only doomed if we don't wake up. The people running the planet now, the Blue Bloods, which the British Royals are part of, they're one of the 13 families. They're behind the globalism, you know, the borderless communist planet is what they're after. This was probably begun 100 years ago, you know, with World War One, when they were pushing for a League of Nations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the globalism or, yeah, they're behind the globalism. And that doesn't fit with humanity's, we come from a self-sufficient, we sort of depend on self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. We're sort of all about doing things for ourselves, and they're the other way around. They're control freaks, you know, and we're just their farm animals and slaves, you know. So we're only doomed if we don't wake up. If people wake up and get a handle on how things really are, we're not doomed, you know, because it'll be a human planet. It won't be run by these Blue Bloods, which when you get into the secret space stuff, which is coming out now, well, they're hooked to the White Royals. And the White Royals, yeah.
Well, I think in so many ways, as I listen to you and as I've read your book, perhaps you are part of the alarm clock. And like you say, you have more material on your website that you would love to direct people to. Like you're saying, you know, the whole, you know, whiteboard presentation and so on that you actually have there on your website. And if these are the resources for people that, you know, are curious and, you know, have that truth-seeking endeavor for them to want to understand more about what you're talking about, What's the name of your website again, please, Dennis? Where do our listeners go to find out more about the Prison Planet Handbook and even get themselves a copy of your book if they choose? What's your website address?
Yep, prisonplanetrevelations.com.
So prisonplanetrevelations.com?
Yep.
Perfect.
I've got a lot of the videos. A lot of my information has come from there. I've tried to put it on website so people can check it out for themselves, sort of just like what I have.
Yeah.
Without, I'm trying to sort of make it so they can get the best info without spending years chasing loose ends, you know, dirt tracks to nowhere like I've sort of done.
Yeah.
So I've been on this probably 15 years now. And I've been talking it over with the Plunkett Nurse in the Tramping Club, for that length of time. And I've been writing it down for about 10 years. Carol and I could agree on all the bits, but we couldn't agree on how it all fitted together. You know, we're going to have a big argument about, you know, trying to fit it all together. So that's when I started writing it down. I just wrote down how I thought it looked and give it to her to have her read.
Yeah.
And then I sort of asked her, did it make sense? And when she gave it back the first time, she didn't say anything, so I had to ask her, did it make sense? And she says, yes.
So that's an endorsement right there.
Yeah.
All right.
So after that, I put an introduction and a summary on it, and when I got back that back from her, she thought it was really good. You know, I should really do something with it. So,
well, it's definitely been I don't even want to call it a labour of love, because it's certainly something that you have, and, you know, a lot of interest in and a lot of curiosity around, and you've certainly, you've captured your data. And as you were telling me off air, that, you know, you only share where it's been shared, you know, more than once. You know, when you look at multiple stories and then if they mirror each other, or that's thinking, okay, well, there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing. So, and that takes a lot of effort. So I applaud you on your endeavor. And thank you for sharing. And honestly, for our listeners, if you are interested in, you know, the whole, you know, getting behind conspiracy theories and so on, and being those truth seekers, if you've had your own UFO experiences and so on, reach out to Dennis and have a conversation, because, you know, you might actually have, a couple of clues for each other. So, Dennis Goodwin, thank you so much for making time to meet with me today, and thank you for taking the time to get your thoughts down into book form.
Yes, you know, thanks for talking to me. It's been a pleasure.
Perfect. All right. Until next time, Dennis. And to you, our wonderful listeners, I hope you found today really interesting. I told you it was going to be an interesting session. So until next time we get to meet again, thank you for joining us on Author Voices on Air Australasia. Goodbye for now.